City Attorney, Mr. Peplick.
Mr. President, in keeping with your desire to set a new world record, I have nothing to say.
All right, can we get an assist in the record book for Mr. Peplick? City Council communication.
He said he didn't want to make the meeting go longer because they're trying to make it short.
No pressure. If you got something valuable, you don't have to. All right.
Nobody wants to jump in.
Is anyone going to have a problem if I ratchet this down? Madam Clerk, get the stopwatch. We're adjourned.
Man, oh man.
15 minutes and like 21 seconds for the City Council agenda review session on Monday. Jared Moore, City Council President, gaveling at close in what I know former City Council President Andy Terhar is jealous of, because he never pulled off a 15-minute meeting. It took longer for most of these folks to drive there than it did for the meeting to take place. Joining us now, Mayor Grover Robinson. Mr. Mayor, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir. Pretty impressive brevity, right?
Well, I'm not going to say anything, but there were only six council members there.
I know. And everybody else knows, too. That's funny.
But it was nice to have a short meeting.
It was a brief meeting, for sure. Anything coming up tomorrow night that you particularly want to highlight to people? I frankly don't see a lot on there that's big, controversial, interesting to me. I mean, city business is important, yeah. but anything up there?
No, I don't have any. I mean, I think, the only thing I think that could be the issue is the Gulf Power thing could have some people signed up to talk. But other than that, it should go fairly fast.
All right. Well, we'll see if it's quite 15 minutes, but still, anything under an hour, I always think about that as being a win. Speaking of things that are going on, we've talked about this a bit, but, the Homelessness Task Force is going to have their last meeting on Friday. Connie Bookman, who is one of the chairs of that, has told us that she originally her goal was to get people out maybe by November 1st. Now it looks like the goal is more Thanksgiving, which she had said also originally, and there may be three properties that they're looking at sort of moving people to. You on Monday expressed a little bit different timeline expectation of maybe December, January. But what are you thinking about here?
Yeah, I'm still thinking if we can make the January time frame, I think that's a sufficient one. I appreciate it, and as I said before, the private sector can often move fast. I think the challenge is whenever you do come in with in moving to government, it just doesn't move fast. And sometimes that gets people really upset and they don't understand, but the problem is it's not designed to move fast. You're dealing with everybody's stuff. You got everybody's, when you got public money involved, I just don't think it's going to go as fast as what that is anticipated. But I love the way she's thinking, and I love the fact that we're wanting to move fast. And again, I would tell people that 60 days in the public world is warp speed. So, it's just the way it is. And, I hope it gets done before Christmas. I think that'd be awesome. If it doesn't completely finish out until into the middle of January, I think that's going to be more what I expect.
And certainly that's the reason for January, is because we're going to actually start turning dirt on that property and getting the skate park built, right? So that's exciting. And,
and also our landlord is, I think, right there is probably ready to get us out of there. I mean, that's not city property. We'll see what happens.
Well, that's good. And, the goal here is not because, we're against the homeless or anything like that. The goal is to find better circumstances for them and, to make the whole
Absolutely.
Community and to find them a place. And I'm with you. It seemed like it was.
Andrew, thank you for saying that. I've been so disappointed by people who go, oh, well, this is great. Just leave them outside under a bridge. That's awesome. I'm like, probably, I think we should be thinking we could do better than that. That's been my thought all along is do we really need to keep this open for that long? We can't do any better than that. That's the best we can do.
And I know, for example, Caleb Houston, as you well know, he's got the place over on Davis that they're trying to work to get permitted. But in the meantime, he's put up a handful, five or six of these mini huts that can build for like $2,500. Those honestly seem like a really good, better than a tent, not as great as permanent housing, but a fairly good at a cheap amount temporary solution. Are those able to be put on a piece of property if it's bought by, the city? Can you put those huts and have people live in them?
I think there would be two different issues between the city and private property owners. While it's the same building code, I think it would be more significantly challenging for us to accept something that is not to that code.
Okay.
So I think those will be some of the challenges for us just putting that on public property.
Okay, but on a private property, obviously, it's fine. Maybe not obviously. It is fine on private property, though.
It has less challenges than public property. Let me just say that.
All right, fair enough. Fair enough. Last week, I think you and Keith Wilkins, who's kind of acting as a senior advisor now, and I think is even going to be at the meeting tomorrow night when you're not going to be able to be there, but you guys went to Tallahassee. How did your meeting with legislators go?
It was good. It was good. I mean, really, like I told you, it's not just we did see Representative Salzman, and we had a meeting with Representative Andrade in Broxton, but it really is also getting to meet with some agencies we met with. So, you know, I think those are important whenever you're there, is to have a chance to sit down with them, talk with them about what you're doing. I find meetings with the agencies are often more valuable, can move your projects or things that you're doing along, and those are really good, you know. So those are the things we do. It's committee week. Legislation is starting to get formed. So, you know, sometimes if you go over there in March, it's already, the sausage is made.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's good to go over there right now and start telling people, you know, things that you think that need to be in there. And obviously, we do have, you know, we are possibly looking at one appropriation, significant appropriation funding for the airport. If, you know, if it turns out it's possible we could get some DOT funding outside of having to go the appropriation route, but we're looking at both options. We're looking at all of our options right now.
And you have begun negotiations with Silver Hills for the Community Maritime Park property. We're on the clock,
yes.
Right?
Well, we are on the clock. I know that Andrew came to talk to me last week. He was supposed to be getting something turned around from them. So I think hopefully this week we'll get something. We can begin to, on our side, internalize our side of what they've got and then mark some things up and send it back to them. You know, my goal is the December meeting. However, you know, to make the December meeting mid-December, you really have to have everything completed by early December. So there is a chance that I think we have everything done if we've got stuff done by mid-December, but there's a chance we may not make the date, which would push us back to the first meeting in January. So again, it's the government world of timing. I would love for it to move faster, but sometimes it just doesn't work that way for us.
So am I out of line for thinking that maybe quarter one of next year we could start to see dirt being turned on Community Maritime Park by one or more projects?
Well, again, everything we do, just like Silver Hills, it anticipates probably a year that you have a deal put together and understand the terms of it. And then they go find the due diligence of figuring out what they're paying for the property the whole time. That was never unanticipated. That's what made this so different from the – but they knew what they were going to build. It made it so different from the other one where they said, hey, we're going to take a year. We don't even know what we want to build. We don't even want to agree to you with terms. We don't even want to pay you for the option of it. But we want to come back in 8 months and then talk to you about what we're going to do. So it was so foreign compared to what was expected. Much different, but they will have time, then they'll know exactly what everything in the terms of the deal is, and they'll have a chance to figure out, put together their final team and figure out whether it's feasible. That's always, you know, again, any developer could come back and say, yeah, it's not going to work. So we always stand that risk, but at least we have somebody who's coming forward with a planned idea and they're actually paying us something. So, you know, that would be a difference.
Well, I won't get my hopes up quite as eagerly for something being physically present, but certainly we're on that path. Mayor Grover Robinson, as always, sir, thanks for the time. We'll look forward to the meeting tomorrow night.
Andrew, look forward to talk to you later. And we will have a big event with ST and their mayor's scholarship. They're going to be in town. And it's just more investment of private sector in the workforce. And I'm going to be with them tomorrow night, so I will not be at
right.
the council meeting, but excited for that. That's just another, I think, just shows what's happened. We got more private money coming in to educate our people here, give them skills, and we're excited. We'll look forward to seeing the recipients of that new scholarship.
We'll absolutely take it. Mr. Mayor, thanks so much for the time.